If we were not under their sleeping nests when the chimpanzees woke up, then we would miss out on the pee, the key to the chimps' testosterone levels. So I prepared, as I did almost every morning during the 8 months I spent with the chimps, for a walk through the pre-dawn jungle. Evolution has fashioned an elegant system that motivates us to start our days with the benefit of the light and heat emitted by our star. Like all diurnal animals, those that are active during the day, we sync our sleep-wake cycles with our planet's 24-hour rotation around its axis. When the morning sun is sensed by the photoreceptor cells in our retinas, the information is transmitted to the pineal gland, a tiny pine cone-shaped organ deep in the center of our brain. In response, the gland decreases its production of the sleep hormone melatonin, which nudges us toward a particular behavior, waking up. At least this is how it worked before we humans got used to artificial light. But since chimps are sticking to the old schedule, I had to get my butt out of bed while my melatonin was still high. I attempted to counteract this groggy state of affairs with a dose of caffeine delivered via coffee, which I made with rainwater on the field site's propane-powered stove. Armed with my wellies to protect from such inconveniences as army ants, mud holes, and black mamba snakes, a flashlight and a foot-long machete for bushwhacking, I headed out to meet my Ugandan field assistants. This was a usual day of chimping, tagging along with the chimps and taking notes on their lives and activities in the Kibali Forest of western Uganda. After a hike of about an hour, I rested on the forest floor near the base of one of the trees in which the chimps slept, high in the treetop nests they'd constructed the night before. I tried to soak up every detail of the dramatic transformation of the night forest. The steady hum of trilling insects was drowned out by the growing cacophony of bird and monkey calls, and slivers of sunlight pierced through the undergrowth, turning dewdrops into glowing gold beads that clung to the green foliage. I was waiting for one sound in particular, that of rustling from above, the first stirrings of chimps waking up. That was my cue to prepare. Chimps aren't much different from humans in terms of their first morning needs. They need to go, but while we stumble out of bed and head to the bathroom, or outhouse or pit, chimps just stick their rear ends out over the side of their nest. I did my best, which was not always good enough, to be far enough away to shield myself from the urine that rained down about 30 feet through the leaves, but close enough that I could catch some. I did that with the help of a long stick with a forked end, over which I had tied a plastic bag. In this way, I was making a small contribution to the data, both behavioral and physiological, that was collected by researchers from the Kibali Chimpanzee Project. This treasure trove of information allows scientists to gain insight into the origins of all kinds of behaviors. But we were particularly interested in sex, aggression, and dominance, which are all affected by the subject of this book, testosterone, or as insiders call it, T. With human subjects, we can just ask them to spit into a tube. But wild chimps are less cooperative, so we measure T in their urine and feces instead. I carefully pipetted what little pee I managed to catch from the plastic bag into test tubes to be carried back to the field site for later transport back to the endocrinology lab at Harvard. After a few minutes of rustling and relieving, the chimps shimmied down the tree trunks to begin their day with the field assistants and me in tow.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.